When Madeline Murray O'Hare was younger, she was involved in a number of events that had a significant impact on her life. These experiences were significantly responsible for the development of her worldview, as well as the motivation for her activism. She had firsthand experience with the pressures of conforming to the expectations of society's standards, particularly those that were associated with the spiritual realm. O'Hara bucked these expectations by embracing atheism, a path that would eventually come to define the work that she would accomplish over the course of her life. O'Hara's political engagement and subsequent notoriety in the public eye began to take shape in the 1950s, when she became involved in a series of legal challenges directed against the use of religious rites in public schools. During this time period, she was a vocal critic of the incorporation of religious activities into public schools. Her efforts to question prayer and Bible readings at the school that her eldest son, William, attended in Baltimore, Maryland, were among the significant events that brought her into the national spotlight. William was one of the students at that school. The institution in issue was a school in the city of Baltimore. Her early attempts to eliminate religious traditions from public schools were greeted with intense opposition and a severe response from the local populace. Her efforts were unsuccessful. On the other side, O'Hara's unwavering determination forced her to examine prospective legal challenges to these practices, which in the end resulted in the filing of several lawsuits that attracted a significant amount of attention from the media.